You know how we do, Rockefeller, forever.
Throw on the slant, intercepted by Lewis Jones of the Huskies. They run the slant pattern, and Hoy puffs up the interception.
Washington's got it. Washington's got it. Number one, Lewis Jones.
Welcome to The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. The son of a preacher man, born in Venice, California. He's a four-sport letterman. He lettered in football, lettered in track, lettered in baseball, and lettered in basketball. He's a three-time Rose Bowl contender with two Rose Bowl wins. He was awarded the LA City 3A Co-Player of the Year Award for football. He went to the University of Washington football team on a full scholarship. He dominated their game, starting as a strong safety outside linebacker. He has won three Pac-10 titles, two Rose Bowls, and a national championship in 1991. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He is the founder of Holy Fit 310, trainer to the California Hollywood Elite. And now, your host, Big Lou.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is me, Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge right here on AM 1290 KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio. And I gotta tell you guys, you know, I stay excited, but every now and then I get a little bit more excited than I usually am. And today is one of those days. If you have been following the show and keeping up with us from early on when we first got on, you know, I had the opportunity and I was so fortunate to be able to interview a couple of the adults of the American Ninja Warriors series. I'm sure all of you guys have been following. I'm a huge fan of the show. And those ladies, it was three of the top five women from American Ninja Warrior. And I got to tell you, they are absolutely a ball of energy, full of life. And amazingly enough, some phenomenal athletes. And I had the opportunity to interview those ladies. It went extremely well. I was so fortunate to have that opportunity to interview them. And today we're back with American Ninja Warrior Juniors. And these three are the cream of the crop, if you will, that's out there on American Ninja Warrior Junior. They are killing the courses. And hopefully, if I'm lucky, I'll get a chance to compete against one of them, if not all of them, someday on the course. But we have to have a weight differential balance because you guys are all lighter than I am, so you have a little bit more of an advantage. Welcome to the Sports Lounge, you guys. Caleb Keener, Taylor, and Aria Hanvu. Please tell me I said that right.
Nathaniel Hanvu.
I don't have the full name. Nathaniel Aria Hanvu. Is that correct?
No. That's just the account name is Aria, but my name is
Nathaniel. Got it. See, now I want to put this out there to everybody else who's listening and following as well. I'm not the most technically savvy individual that's out there. So thank you, Nathaniel, for putting that out there. If you notice on this account on my phone, on my computer, it says Jalen Jones on my Zoom thing. Jalen is my oldest son. He's 7, and he watches you guys on American Ninja Warrior, and he's coming after all of you. Just be prepared. Let's start with you. Caleb, how are you? What's it like being not just a top contestant on American Ninja Warrior Junior? Tell me about it from your experience and your side of the map. What's it like, bud?
It is really scary when you're like in your first race and like you're up against like a really good ninja, and like sometimes you like, how do I word this? Like you kind of like freak out.
Yeah.
And you, well, you like get nervous.
Absolutely, buddy. Kind of like I am right now talking to you guys. You guys are some of the biggest celebs I've talked to in my short career being a sports radio host. So I'm very lucky to have you guys on. So please be patient with me and we'll work through this together. How's that sound?
Good.
So I feel that's the essence of team, right? And Taylor Joe Green, You know, when I hear that name, Taylor Joe Green, it reminds me of an old Pittsburgh Steeler. I don't know if you guys are big football fans, but there's an old Pittsburgh Steeler who is known throughout the history of the NFL. His name was Mean Joe Green. And so when I saw the name Taylor Joe Green, I didn't just put me in a good place because football was my vehicle of choice. That's what I went the furthest at. I excelled the most at. So obviously Joe Green is going to have a special place in my heart because he is a NFL superstar. So Taylor, what about you and your experience on American Ninja Warrior Jr.? What's it like from your side of the vantage point?
I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure on you. I mean, it's just really cool to be there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And let's see, Nathaniel, what about you? But tell me a little bit about your experience right now. And how do you feel when you're out there? How do you feel when you're getting ready to perform while you're in the middle of your performance and then after?
I feel like before I perform, that's like, I get really nervous, like Caleb said, because like it's a competition and you want to do your best and you know you can do your best. But ninja is such a sport that like it has very little margin of error. So if you make one wrong mistake, like it could be all over.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm so glad that you touched on that. It's such a different sport than the traditional sports we see out there when we're thinking in terms of baseball, football, basketball, track, volleyball. I don't know if you guys played it when you guys were, you know, a little bit younger. I was a handball champion of the West Coast. That's just me. Tetherball, you know, and then they somehow,
We have a tetherball, like, at our school, actually, like on our playground.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I actually have, and this is not a joke, guys. If I have time during break, I'll go get it. I have a tetherball West Coast Championship trophy. Kind of, not really. I made it myself. I was bored. I said I was the champion. I didn't really get past the first round. But you know, what are you going to do, right? It all starts with you, right? We have to believe in ourselves before we get other people to believe. So let me go back this way. I'm going to start with you, Nathaniel. Most difficult obstacle that you have faced yet on American Ninja Warrior Jr.?
I mean, I feel like most of the obstacles, like, just like for our skill level, aren't super difficult. It's more about speed, but probably the most difficult obstacle in terms of just like flat out like skill, probably the balance obstacles, because those are kind of just unpredictable in a way.
Yeah. Do you think those balance obstacles make it a little bit more difficult because you are elevated up some, or do you think it's just more in your own head that we overanalyze things too much sometimes, which is something we, as you know, as adults and just people in general, we do. Yeah. We overanalyze things where it can be very simple and straightforward, but because we overanalyze it, yeah, we create all these different scenarios of what could possibly happen, what may not happen, and then we put more pressure on ourselves because for American Ninja Warrior, there is a time issue as well, right? I mean, we want to get through the course as fast as possible.
Yes. Now,
do you find that, and then Taylor, I'm going to bounce the same question off of you and you as well, Caleb. Do you guys find that as you first start in the competition, right? And this is something that I've just seen from being a fan of the sport, of the show. But I noticed when the competition first starts, when it first comes on, everybody's kind of taking their time and getting through the courses because the main thing we want to do, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is just complete the course. Is that right? And then as people start to fall off, the time variable becomes more and more important as we start cutting down and getting to smaller groups. So how is it for you, Nathaniel, starting off, and then when do you really start to focus on, I need to get through this course much faster now because people are catching up to me? When does that come into play for you?
Well, because American Ninja Warrior has a little bit of like a different format than American Ninja Warrior Jr. because American Ninja Warrior Jr. is person against person or ninja versus ninja. Yeah. And regular American Ninja Warrior is just who can get like the farthest, the fastest, and complete the most obstacles.
Correct.
So you have to kind of have like a different strategy, like going into a race against somebody else. Usually I like to kind of like go slow and steady because I just know, like, my own pace, like, just, like, my regular pace that I go at is, like, is fast enough. And if I need to go faster, then I can do that, too.
Okay.
But usually my goal is just to not fall. I don't want to know what it feels like to fall in the water.
Sure.
I'd rather just not know, so.
Absolutely. Now,
that's kind of my goal.
Okay, now, Taylor, I want to bounce that same question to you, but I want to let you guys know something. First of all, I want to thank you, Nathan, or Nathan, for correcting me on the difference of the two, because it's very true for you guys who are listening, following, watching, and some of you probably caught it yourselves as well. I kind of made a little brain fart, if you will, when I was speaking a little quickly. But American Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior Jr., the formats are slightly different. Obstacles still remain the same for the most part, but as Nathaniel pointed out, American Ninja Warrior with the adults, it's the ninja against the course and the time against other ninjas. American Ninja Warrior Jr., you're side by side.
Yes.
Right? Is that right? Is that pretty much hitting the nail on the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? For me, that's so much more fun because you can actually see what your opponent is doing. But that can also add another level of stress as well. Taylor, what about you? What's your focus? And the same question I asked Nathaniel in terms of, you know, are you really trying to just blow your opponent out the water? Or do you have another methodical way that you like to go and approach the course before you kind of jump out there and just let it all hang out, if you will?
I definitely have some kind of process, I think, that's more subconscious than me actually thinking about it. But, like, for the first races, I'm focusing on getting through the course and trying to figure out new tactics and ways that I can be faster for later races.
Nice. Okay. I like that. Now, for you, does it add any extra pressure that you see your opponent right next to you and you might fall behind a little bit because you're on a part of the obstacle that's not your favorite, but it might be theirs? Or are you? Is there just no concern because, you know, I mean, you're at the top. You're one of the top dogs in the course, so you know you're going to come back and catch them on the backside of the course. Is there any extra stress? Well, tell me about that.
I think having another person right next to you is definitely adds another, maybe not a little pressure, but definitely another level or a new mindset that you have to kind of shift to.
Yeah.
But for me, I just try to like run my own race and just have it as my own course. Like I try to never look at my other opponent as we're racing because that can slow you down and stuff like that.
You know, I love that. And Caleb, I'm going to jump this on, drop that onto you next. But I want to say, you made a very good point, Taylor, in running your race. And that's something that just in sports in general, I don't know if you guys are New England Patriots fans or a fan of Bill Belichick, but Bill Belichick is one of the greatest current coaches and will go down in the NFL as one of the greatest coaches of all time. And he has a philosophy that he teaches to his organization and his team, and that is do your job well first. Right. And so in terms of a team environment, I can't help you out over there until I take care of my own personal responsibilities. But when you're like how you guys compete as an individual, you got to stay on point the entire time because there's no margin for error. I believe Nathaniel already alluded to it, but there's no margin for error. And I think it adds another level of mental stress if we have a slip somewhere and we see our opponent go past us a little faster. Right? Does that add a little bit more stress? Caleb, I want you to answer that last part. Do you feel that little extra stress that when you might have a mishap on one part of the obstacle and your opponent shoots by you? Does that add a little bit more stress, or you're just like, you know what? I'll catch him on the back end.
Yes, definitely. Because when that happens, you're kind of like pushed to go faster, even though like you're not that prepared to go faster, because it's like only like so early into the competition that you like don't really know how to gain speed on that.
Yeah, but you know what? Same thing happens in traditional sports world as well. Now, I'm curious because even though I'm not going to tell you how many years older than you guys I am. That's another conversation for another day. But I tell you, I act just as young as all of you. So I can still get into a good sandbox match if you want. So let me ask you guys this. One thing that we have in common that I was going to touch on, from obviously playing in high school, playing in middle school, playing in college and beyond, being a student athlete, and then also trying to find time to train. It's a lot of things we got to juggle there, right? To maximize our time and our effort in all venues, school, training, some family time. Obviously, you guys still have friends. I mean, I'm sure you guys are very social people. You want to have time to hang out with your friends as well. Have you found it difficult with all the success you're having during American Ninja Warrior Junior in terms of the training for the American Ninja Warrior Junior and still being able to maintain being a student athlete and finding time for family and friends? Like, Caleb, how about you? Let's go back to you with that. Like, how is that basically, I guess in short, what I'm asking is, how difficult or easy is it for you to balance life being a superstar stud on American Ninja Warrior Junior?
So usually my training hours are usually Tuesday, Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. And usually, well, this isn't really ninja, but sometimes on Monday. But the non-ninja thing that I do that's like training, it's like kind of like this OCR thing. Okay. That is on Wednesday, and that doesn't really give me that much time. And I'm usually doing all that like right after school.
Yeah.
So, I don't really have that much time for other things, but
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know what? It's a good habit to build right now, learning how to manage your time efficiently and effectively, because this is something that will definitely help you as you all become older and get onto this thing that they call life in the real world. Taylor, what about you? How has it been difficult for you balancing training and school and family and friends? Or, you know, is it just it's everything that you want to do and you don't know no different?
For me, it's definitely been difficult to sometimes juggle school and homework and friends and family time. Like, for instance, I had to kind of push gymnastics out of my life because ninja was becoming such a big part of my life that I didn't really have time for it anymore. And, right. You know, sometimes I get home so late from training that I have to stay up super late to do my homework. Like, just last night I had to do that. So sometimes it can be hard juggling, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say from afar, and I say that because obviously I watch you guys now. I'm not in the ninja industry in that respect. But from afar, it looks like you guys are all doing a great job of balancing, you know, performing, training, school, because I don't really see the stress on you guys, at least not right now anyway. I definitely don't see it on TV. I mean, you all look like you're having a lot of fun while you're out there. And I don't know if that's part of us lying to ourselves, right? To just continue to have fun. Who wants to be frustrated in the middle of a competition? Real quick, Nathaniel, what about you as well? But how is it balancing life, school, training, and friends?
I mean, it's kind of hard balancing all of that stuff because if I come like back from like a 2-hour thing of ninja, then like I don't really have a lot of time, and then I have to do homework, which is sometimes like a big deal. And I also had to like quit gymnastics because gymnastics is very expensive and ninja is even more expensive than that. So it's kind of hard to manage both. So now I'm mainly just doing ninja, and I'm also a runner too during track and cross country season.
Track and cross country.
Yes.
Wow. So you're working the quick twitch and the long muscles. Oh, look at you. Okay. Good for you. Hey, you know what, guys? Everyone listening, watching, following, we do have to take a quick break. This is kind of how we pay some bills around here. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to speak with our American Ninja Warrior Juniors and find out who each one's favorite American Ninja Warrior is and who's their favorite American Ninja Warrior Junior. Sit tight, everyone. You are listening to the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I am your host, Big Lou. We'll be right back.
I got me a new girl. Call herself. I better slow down, I'm going too fast. Keep on playing with her trigger, she might shoot back. She was cool with the shoes and a new bag. Now she wanna keep me to herself, I'll do that. She won't stop coming around. She won't stop.
Gotcha. Open, scoping out the track. It's no other than the sounds of the Daddy Mac. Still slacking, back patching up my turf. Cause after me was a factor, real worse after worse. Stomping, jumping, wanna be.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us, hanging around. Don't change the dial. Just turn the volume up. It's your host of the Sports Lounge, Big Lou, right here on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We are here in the Sports Lounge with American Ninja Warrior Juniors, Taylor Joe Green, Nathaniel Hanvu, and Mr. Caleb Keener. And I got to tell you guys, if you have not ever seen American Ninja Warrior Jr., you guys are missing the boat. These three are some of the best that are out there. Get yourself acclimated and tune in. Watch these guys do their thing. They're amazing young individuals. And that's not only just on American Ninja Warrior Jr. They're amazing young individuals just in life in general. And they're doing some great things. And find them, follow them, watch the show. And I want to get into something else here real quick with you guys. Let's go right into this again. Let me see here. One thing I want to know from all of you, and we'll start from my left, which would be Caleb, and we'll work our way across. So we'll go Caleb, Taylor, and then you, Nathaniel. Your favorite ninja, Caleb, from American Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior Jr. Go.
So my favorite American Ninja Warrior competitor is probably going to have to be Jonah Munoz.
I remember him.
I remember him. In a vibrant pink that said woo on it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. And then who would be your favorite American Ninja Warrior Jr.?
Probably Phil Folsom.
Nice. Now, is there any particular reason why you picked these two people, or was it just something about their story or their background that you connected to or with, and that's why you kind of gravitated towards them?
So, well, Jonah, he is one of my coaches, and he always trains with me and always makes doing ninja a good time.
And that's good to get out of a hard workout too, buddy. Give him some love on the air. That's a good one. That's smart. I like that.
And Phil, I just like because he is just such a talented ninja, and I really look up to him.
Awesome. Taylor, what about you? Who's your favorite American Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior Jr.?
So many. I mean, definitely the teams that were on American Ninja Warrior this year, because I'm friends with many of them. I train with lots of them. But there's also adults that I train with, like Austin Gray, like Caleb said, Jonah, Nate Hansen. So I have so many people that I'm just like close with that it's so hard to pick just one.
Man, you know, that's what, you know, with what you guys are doing, and this is something that I experienced having the being fortunate enough to play, you know, it's like some serious competitive high school football, and then obviously play some college football and beyond. And you definitely build a camaraderie and like a internal family with some of these guys, even the people you compete against, because we have that common bond. We share the same type of pains and aches and time crunches and scheduling. So we can relate to one another much better than people who are not traveling down the path that we're going on, if you will. Nathaniel, what about you? Who is your favorite American Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior Jr.?
Probably my favorite American Ninja Warrior is either Najee Richardson or Barclay Stockett. They're just really like nice to me, and they're really inspiring. because they're really amazing ninjas too. And it's hard to pick a favorite American Ninja Warrior Jr. I have a lot of friends that I've met over the two seasons that I've been on, and even some friends like that are even like in Ohio with me that I like personally know. So that's kind of hard.
Yeah. Now, if I may, can I ask, and just for you know, all of our listeners and followers out there as well, Caleb, where are you located? Are any of you guys in California?
No.
Wow. So as nice as the weather is here in Cali, and as many people as we do have here in the Los Angeles area in California, we don't have a single local competitor up there with you guys. I need to make a call to the city and figure out what's going on with our young talent over here. This is starting to stress me out. So I want to say, Taylor, I noticed that we touched on it a little bit. Looking at you guys' Instagrams and all that good stuff and trying to track what else you guys have going on, I noticed one of yours, Taylor, is a bucket of chalk. And I had another American Ninja Warrior Jr. on here once before, Caden Lepsay. Are you in that group with those guys and training with them and are part of Bucket of Chalk, or are you just a fan of Bucket of Chalk and you just want to put it out there for Caleb to get a little bit more love out there, which is always a good thing as well?
No, I'm actually part of Bucket of Chalk, and I do train with that group of teenagers. And it's kind of cool because they live all across the country. So you don't see each other very often, but when you do, it's like, it's just a really fun time with everyone.
You know, I know what you mean. And I have some friends like that as well. They call themselves my friends. I don't know. I question if they really are my friends, but I don't see them very often. But when I do see them, it's like we haven't missed each other or have been around each other the entire time. We haven't missed a beat. And we pick up right from where we left off from the last time that we saw each other. Again, that's also part of the fact of what you guys are sharing and what you guys are doing and traveling on. I like to call it, it's the road less traveled. Not everyone can do what you guys are doing or what I was so fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do, which was, you know, play competitive sports, maintain your grades, travel around, still satisfy spending time with your family, still satisfy spending time with your friends, and satisfy spending time with yourself. Thank you so much for taking time with us here in the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Big Lou, right here on AM 1290, KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We will be right back. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around with us. What a fun show we have going today here in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Big Lou, and we are hanging out with American Ninja Warrior Jr.'s top three contestants right now. And we have Caleb Keener, Taylor Joe Green, and Nathaniel Hanvu. Caleb, Nathaniel, are you guys also training with other people that are involved in Ninja? Or do you just have... like, I guess we'll say an older mentor that is a part of Ninja or used to be that's helping you learn how to be in the courses and stuff and compete. Yeah, Caleb, go for it.
So my big sister, Emily, she was on in season 2 of American Ninja Warrior Jr. And she very much is a big idol in my life and really helps me train.
Dude, that is awesome. So, okay. So now you would be what we refer to as the epitome of keeping it in the family.
Yep.
Dude, that's amazing. You know what? You just gave me a great idea, Caleb, and I'm going to put it out here on the show right now. NBC, I hope you're listening, NBC. I hope you're watching. This is what I would like to see American Ninja Warrior do, American Ninja Warrior Jr. as well, as another branch off in that world of the American Ninja Warriors. But I want to see them do a family competition. Like a tag team American Ninja Warrior family competition. So we create a course big enough that, let's say, if you three are brother and sister, right? Caleb will start the course off and he'll run the first part, get through a couple obstacles, and Taylor will be waiting on the second portion. He's got to tag Taylor. Boom. Taylor takes off. She's doing her part now. Boom, boom, boom. She's climbing ropes. She's jumping down. She's swinging across. And then she gets over to you, Nate Daniel. Boom. She tags you now. It's almost like track running a 4x100 meter dash. Right, you got to hand that baton. Now, I don't know if you guys ever ran track or did the four by four or the 4x1. I used to run track, and there's nothing like seeing your partner coming, right? You're just looking at the mark. As soon as they hit the mark, boom, you take off. And then the buzzword and the 4x1 is stick. You hear stick. That's the key for you to put that hand back, grab that baton, and take off. I think that would be an absolute fun twist to put on American Ninja Warrior. American Ninja Warrior tag team. Boom, there it is. I said it. Go ahead. I have proof. I just want the credit in the credits. That's all. Just say, hey, Big Lou from the Sports Lounge came up with the idea. So let's see. Let's go to Taylor. How about you? Is there anyone that has really influenced you and that you like to train with? Obviously, Bucket of Chalk. But in your local, is there anyone in the family that kind of helps with you, or do you get together with other friends, or is there an older ninja that's assisting you with your training and learning how to, you know, attack the course?
Well, so actually, Caleb and I live in the same state. So I knew it.
You're in Colorado, aren't you?
Yeah.
I knew it. You guys are neighbors.
Caleb and I actually train together, and his older sister is one of my best friends. But one of our, I think, what at least one of my idols is my coach, Austin Gray, who's been my coach for 4 years now.
Wow.
And created this like really good bond, and he's really good coach. But also, like I said before, like Nate Hansen and Jonah are also big influences in my life.
Amazing. Now, do you also, I recall from speaking with Caleb, Caden, that his family at one point to help him really get immersed in the training because they obviously saw how much it meant to him and how great he was at it. And, you know, there's nothing like investing in your children, of which I would do anything for my kids. If they find something that they're passionate about, I'm all in without question. And they, you know, found a gym and purchased the gym. Or do you train at the gym that they also purchased and created for Caden?
Yeah, I think me and Caleb both train there about once a week because it's a little bit further from our houses.
Okay, you're in Colorado as well, Caleb?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Nathaniel, if you're in Colorado, too, you guys just set me up and you guys all live like next door to each other.
I live in Ohio.
Well, don't sound so depressed about it. He's like, I'm in Ohio.
Well, yeah, because it just like snowed 2 days ago. Nobody likes
Oh, that's fine. So, Nathaniel, real quick, we do have a break coming up, but I want to hear from you. Is there any some adult American Ninja Warriors that you're working with, or maybe even some juniors over in your part of town that's helping you to train and become more accustomed and acclimated to the courses and basically how to attack these courses and what's the best way to go about it? Or who's working with you to get your training done?
I actually had a coach that I met like about 3 years ago. His name is PJ Camargo, and he was actually on the adult show of American Ninja Warrior. And I have a really special bond with him because he has like a little, he is not little, but he has a course in his basement, and I love training there with him. And if we do spend like a lot of hours together, it's really fun because we challenge each other and push each other to our absolute limits.
That's what it's all about. The level of competition in sports, it brings the best out of everyone, the good, the bad, the ugly. But one thing it does teaches us is how to deal with adversity. And that's definitely a great life lesson and tool to have in our toolbox, especially as we get older and go out into this thing that they call life. You know, sometimes life is not, it's not a fun thing, but it's a real thing. And we have to learn how to, you know, get those bumps and bruises along the way and move forward and learn from it. Yeah, that's amazing, guys. Look, we're at that point again. We have to take another break. It's unfortunate. I'm going to talk to my station manager about it because when I'm having fun like this, who wants to leave, right? I mean, come on. It's like going to a movie and then walking out in the middle before you get to the best part. It's ridiculous. But look, when we do come back, guys, I know you guys are all involved with a bunch of other things that are going on as well. Charities, fundraisers, you guys are doing stuff in the community. When we come back from this break, if you guys don't mind, I would like for you all to each just kind of touch on a little bit what you're doing right now, what your future plans are, and what your charities are, and who you guys are working with and working for, and how we can find it as the public so we can come out and help follow, tag, support, and get those things to continue to blow up for you guys. All right. Hey, keep listening, everybody. If you are at work, go to the water cooler, put one earphone in, and just look normal. Nobody will know you're listening to the show. If you're in your car, I'm not going to say turn and try to dial up. Pull over if you have time to. Eat your lunch in the car. Roll the window down. Just turn the volume up a little bit. And if you're at home, then just sit still and keep listening. This is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We'll be back in a minute. Sit tight. Cupid, new Cupid. Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around with us. What a fun show we have going today here in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Big Lou, and we are hanging out with American Ninja Warrior Jr.'s top three contestants right now. And we have Caleb Keener, Taylor Joe Green. That's my favorite name of the world. Mean Joe Green, I'll never get over that. You're amazing. Find his jersey. You can find it on Amazon somewhere, I'm certain of it. And Nathaniel Hanvu. These guys are out there killing it on American Ninja Warrior. I want to say thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule of training, jumping, flipping, flying. The new term now, I believe, is tricking. Is that right? That's the new thing that's out there. It's kind of like parkour meets American Ninja Warrior and breakdance fighting. Does that sound about right?
Oh. No? You guys, I don't think of that.
Caleb looks like.
Everything about that is true except for the breakdance fighting part, because that is no, that is
bro, I cannot dance. Fighting with Ninja Warrior, I'd be
well, listen, you know what? You'd be surprised if you actually just found the right beat. With the way you guys move on the course, you might be pleasantly surprised how well you actually may be able to move on the dance floor. But this is also coming from a guy who learned how to dance in the 80s. So careful. Careful with that. They was like, no, I'm good. Okay, hey, real quick, guys, I know we're pressed for time, and I want to make sure you guys get an opportunity to put all your information out there, what's going on. So, Caleb, if you could be so kind to share with us your Instagram handle, Twitter, Facebook. I'm very old school. I'm still on MySpace. If you have a MySpace account, put that out there as well. And let us know about any charities you're doing some stuff with. Go ahead, Caleb. You got the floor.
So my Instagram is lilcatcaleb. So lil.kat.caleb.
Love it.
And my YouTube is capital C A L E B the Lil Cat. Yeah.
Nice. I like it. You know, and real quick, are you doing any work with any charities right now, Caleb? Or are you looking to do some work with some charities at some point?
I am not doing anything with any charities right now, but I would definitely look forward to that.
That's amazing. And I want to tell you, buddy, and I don't know, I don't see it in Taylor or Nate Daniels. I don't see it in your bio. It doesn't mean it's not there, but I will share with you, Caleb, just because I'm looking at yours right now currently. And I like on yours, it says, you know, Christ comes first.
Yes.
And you know what? I can relate to that 1,000%. I can appreciate it. I don't want to turn the sports lines into a religious talk show, but in the same respect, I will touch on it because it's near and dear to my heart. I am a third generation Southern Baptist pastor. Now, I am not a pastor myself, but my grandfather and my father were all pastors, founded a church. I was born and raised in the church myself. So I definitely can understand and appreciate when I see that on your bio right there. And we definitely have to give thanks to something and someone. And that's where my thanks usually goes, right above to the man above, because without him, none of these things are possible. So good for you, my man. Taylor, what about you? I know that you are also obviously a part of Bucket of Chalk, so that's one of your things as well. Is there any charities that you have that you want to mention so we can all follow and support and help in any way that we can and you know, lend a helping hand, if you will? What do you have going on, Taylor? Let us know about it.
I do volunteer for a charity called A Precious Child that is Colorado-based. What they do is they give lots of things. They have lots of programs. They give food and clothes and just basic necessities for people to, like, underprivileged families. So I go and help volunteer there. One of their biggest programs is that they give sports programs where they help kids who can't necessarily do sports or their parents don't have the money to sign them up for the sports that they want to do. It helps those kids actually get exercise and do those sports.
That is so cool. You know, it's I love that you're a part of a program like that, that helps kids to have the opportunity to play in team sports. I mean, and I want to put this out there, and I don't know if you guys are aware of it. I want to believe that you are aware because you guys are all very sharp individuals. But team sports give us so many things, right? Communication skills, social skills, people skills. We learn how to manage time. We learn how to deal with adverse situations. We learn how to grow and build confidence. And we also learn how to work in a team environment. Again, all variables that you're going to need later in life as well as you become an adult. And why wait to become an adult to start learning these things? We are children, even younger than you. The saying is kids are sponges. Let's give them as much information as they can. Let them soak it up. So I love to see that you guys are all being very active and doing those things as well. And keep working hard and doing that and giving back. That's when the energy of the world will definitely boomerang it back to you. Nate Daniel, what about you? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Nate Daniel. Hold on 1 second. Taylor, your Instagram, Taylor, and Caleb will need your Instagram as well. You dropped yours. Taylor, what's your Instagram so we can follow you as well?
My Instagram is just Sweet Ninja Girl. I think it's all lowercase. That's it.
Sweet Ninja Girl. Look at that. I'm going to tell you guys right now. I'm looking at she looks sweet. It's more like a nice nasty. Okay. Nate Daniel and Caleb, did you drop your Instagram? Let us have that again, too, please.
So lil.kat.caleb.
Awesome. Got it. Thank you, buddy. Nate Daniel, your turn. Again, floor is yours. Any charities that you're working with, obviously give us your Instagram and let us know what you have going on as well, so we can also follow and support you on this journey as well, bud.
So the only charity that I'm working with right now is called We Finish Together, and it's an organization that people can give us medal, like sports medals, and we tag them with encouraging messages and we send them to Florida to give to like sick children or people who need encouragement.
I mean, that is absolutely amazing. But I know you're just like, my 5-year-old just walked in the door right now. Bless his little heart. He's such a cutie pie. He loves the show. And then he asked me all these random questions about it. And like, Daddy, could you do that? And then I have to answer truthfully. But you know what, guys? That's absolutely amazing. You know, I want to say this, and I know we all just met. Close the door, Kenna. I know we all just met, but I want to say, I'm super proud of all of you guys for being able to step up and, you know, take the time and challenge yourselves to do these things, working with charities, working with other people that are your age group on a competitive level, but learning from one another, giving back to the community, and then learning how to manage your time and, you know, find time with family, find time with friends, still find time to not only do your schoolwork, but keep your grades elevated. These are things that are going to really give you a solid footing as you guys continue to grow and get older. And I'm super excited to see what you guys continue to do and go above and beyond. Like it's, you know, I've been mentoring and working with kids for over 20 years. And there's nothing more exciting for me than to see some of my younger kids and watch them grow and become young men, young women. And they always, you know, keep me in the loop with things that are happening with their grades. Some that have already gone off to college, some have graduated college, some are just not going into high school. I work with a large age group of people. And it's nice to see other young people around the nation that are dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And just so you guys know, you know what happens if you don't dot all your I's and cross all your T's, you have a bunch of lowercase L's. Come on, that's a good joke right there. I've been working
Kayla
hard
Kira
on that right now. I have aspirations of being the stand-up comic. I guess I have to do a little bit better work at it.
You can find me on American Ninja Warrior Jr., streaming only on Peacock. My Instagram is lil.kat.caleb.
Thank you so much for taking time with us here today in the Sports Lounge.
Here I am.
Right here on AM 1290 KZSB to Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I am your host, Big Lou. Guys, hey. Good luck to you guys in your future endeavors, school,
I'm
American Ninja Warrior Jr., and otherwise, we'll be rooting for you guys.
My Instagram is ninja19.
Not only here in the lounge,
I am in the sports lounge.
Challenge extended. Yes, Nathaniel.
I forgot to say my Instagram. My Instagram is...
Yes.
All lowercase, ninja, and then Nutin, N-U-T-I-N, which is my middle name, actually, and it means extraordinary.
You know what? No doubt about that. I absolutely believe that 100%. And you guys, you notice he put emphasis on extraordinary. So he's not shy there. Guys, again, thank you so much for taking time with us here in the Sports Lounge. I am your host, Big Lou, right here on AM 1290, KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio.
Big Lou's experiences, trainings, and passion for sports and fitness have thrust him into the world of personal training and strength and conditioning. Lou has been a personal trainer for over 20 years, helping people, kids, young athletes, and adults achieve their fitness goals and exceed them. It's his goal, his passion. You can find Big Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310 and at TSL Big Lou. Big Lou's handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Book your training session with Big Lou at HolyFit310.com or to book your appointment with Big Lou, call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339. Check out his fitness videos and interviews on YouTube at HolyFit310 and at TSL Big Lou. To listen to the podcast with Big Lou's Sports Lounge original music soundtracks, search with your smart speaker of choice and say, "Play the Sports Lounge with Big Lou latest episode." The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google, Radio Nation, Burberry, and Spreaker. Please subscribe, everyone. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment and Holy Fit 310. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is executive produced by Lewis Jones and Jeremiah Higgins. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou, master sound engineer, Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. A big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us play around with his radio station toys and his radio waves. Thanks, Les. We promise we won't break them. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Be good. And be sure to go to tslbiglou.com.